We'll be right back. Chick Corea celebrated his 70th birthday in 2011 with a month-long residency at the Blue Note in New York City that featured dates with many of his collaborators. That was the legendary pianist joined by his electric band, Frank Gambale on guitar, Eric Marienthal on saxophone, John Patitucci playing the six-string electric bass, and drummer Dave Weckl. We heard Ritual from the album documenting Chick's 2011 residency, The Musician. It was released in 2017 on the heels of an even more epic Blue Note celebration marking Chick's 75th birthday. Our set of Deep Threes began with Cosmic Replicant, facilitating a clear mind open to future memories, such as haunting vocalizations as found on Sapir Whorf for the hypothesis about linguistic relativity from Johan Johansson's soundtrack for the film Arrival. We took refuge in the Therm Room, decorated by Poddington Bear in a panoramic ambient style that was a portal into a house of beauty, as realized by Sun Ra for piccolo, bowed bass, and piano on the Heliocentric Worlds of Sun Ra, Volume 2. Allison Miller's Boom Tick Boom picked up the pace with Fuster from Otis Was a Polar Bear. Mark Kudish read Fire and Ice by Robert Frost off of Poetic License before Snarky Puppy, and the Metropole Orchest gave us Atchafalaya, recorded in concert in Dordrecht, the Netherlands for the Silva album. And we heard The Real McBop from Arturo Sandoval live at the Blue Note. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. In the background, Circles from the soundtrack to The Tree of Life by Alexandre Desplat. You can find us on the web at www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Bombay. I was walking around like a Meacham Butch in the 1988. I was a good young student. I said, Haji, Acha, okay. I did as I was told, I did obey. And one day, Ma and Pa told me, son, we're off to go live far. You should say goodbye to all those you are grateful for. So I said my goodbyes. We packed our bags to fly and landed a little later at JFK. Where no one knew how to talk. I saw my first Mohawk.